Well, that's a good problem to have, as they say. Why don't we get into some of your cases and start to pull out a little bit about how various data sets are affecting what you do? And I guess we could start with maybe one of the most interesting things I wanted to ask you about, which is what you were talking about, which is the combination novel strategy. Looks like that's what happened with the 70-year-old woman. What happened there? Looks like she was start out June of 2017, so about 2 years ago.
Yeah, so this is a 70-year-old patient who came to see me who had high-risk features when she presented. She knew she had high-risk features, and that was one reason that she sought an evaluation with us at Anderson. She had a 17p deletion by FISH. She had mutated TP53. She had a complex karyotype, and she had an unmutated immunoglobulin gene. And she had relatively aggressive or progressive disease where just during a short period of observation, she had her white count that was rising. In fact, it doubled in the first 3 months of observation. And she was needing therapy when I saw her. This is a patient with 17p deletion, mutated TP53, for whom we would not ever consider chemoimmunotherapy.